Number 12,590, William E. and Carol Hackett seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Wilson Avenue within the Cape Windsor subdivision. 911 address is 38827 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 149. Applicants are requesting a 0.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for proposed steps and a 4.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for proposed steps and a ramp. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Hi, Carol Hackett. My permanent address is 3035 Old County Road, Newark, Delaware. My address here is 38827 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Are these two gentlemen also going to testify?
This is my builder, and this is my husband, Bill Hackett.
My name is Kevin Garber. I live at 148 Carlotta Drive, Bear, Delaware. I was the one who built the addition.
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. We're going to get everybody sworn in, then you can testify, all right? And sir?
William.
What?
Say your name and your address.
Bill Hackett. I live at 3035 Old County Road, Newark, Delaware, 19702.
And do the...
And...
I'm sorry.
What's that?
No, absolutely.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
I own 38827 Wilson Avenue, and we are requesting a variance mainly for a handicap ramp for my husband. He is, he's handicapped. He has dialysis three times a week for 5 hours, which makes him extremely weak. He has trouble climbing stairs. He has fallen many times climbing stairs. His cardiologist recently told us that falls are very dangerous to him because he's on a medication that can cause internal bleeding if he falls. Therefore, we are requesting to put a handicap ramp on the side of the house that goes into the variance. He uses, also uses electronic wheelchair, scooter, and rollators and walkers to get in, and it would be extremely helpful for him to have a handicap ramp. And this is my builder. I also enclosed in your evidence that you requested a letter from his doctor, from William's doctor, stating that she believes he should also have a handicap ramp. It would be helpful to his health to have a handicap ramp. And my builder would like to talk to you about the specifications. Do you have any questions for me or Bill?
Any questions?
If I may, I have a few. The survey that we have shows a as-built, and this is dated June 15, 2020. But it says dwelling under construction as-built. Has it been finished, the home?
It's finished except for the handicap ramp, and then Kevin can really address that.
I put the addition on the house, and I got the blueprint here that shows the handicap ramp on the original plans that was approved and all. And when the building inspector came out for, towards the end, he said, "I don't know, you're probably going to need a variance because the steps that I put there were in the 5-foot setback."
Well, and I guess...
Both sides.
So this was in addition to an existing home, not a re...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the addition, I'm guessing, was on the south side of the lot? So if you're facing it?
Yes.
It'd be to the right? Is that right?
Yes.
And the steps, because it appears that we need a variance on both sides for steps, and I guess the ramp, Is the ramp going to be on both sides of the house, or is it just going to be on the one?
It's just going to be on the south side where that little set of steps are.
Okay, so it'll run kind of down the side of the house there?
Yes, yes.
And it would be projecting 4.5 feet into the setback area? Is that right?
It would be, no, 3 foot, 3 foot five into the setback.
Well, it says here the steps would be, I'm sorry, it does say 15 inches from the property line.
Yes.
So it would need to be a, geez, this hour, not doing math.
3.6.
3.6,
yes.
Okay. And it'll just run straight down the side of the house?
Yes.
Correct. Why wasn't the steps caught earlier in the process? It seems like we could have avoided some of this had this been caught perhaps.
That's why I didn't put the handicap ramp in. When they told me at the end that I might need a variance, I didn't put the handicap ramp in because the handicap ramp costs a lot more to build than a set of steps. So I just put the steps there to see if they would look okay, but they didn't.
Is there a reason why the handicap ramp won't be on the other side? It appears there's more room over
there.
That's
just a back door.
Gotcha.
It's
too difficult.
It's a usual side of the house. And they wanted me to get a variance for the air conditioners, but it was only like 4 or 5 inches, so I got the HVAC guy to move the air conditioners 5 inches towards the house. So I don't need that one.
So the HVACs will comply?
Yes.
Any discussions with your neighbors?
No. They have very nice people in that neighborhood.
Any HOA approval?
They have approval, yes.
Is there any issues of flooding in the rear yard there?
No, not at all.
Is this house elevated at all?
It's about 24 inches off the ground.
Okay, so we're not,
so I need
there's
20,
not like room to walk underneath it or anything.
I need 24 feet of ramp, which would be right there along the thing. The house was 24 feet wide. They added 13 feet out, so it's 37 feet wide. The lot's only 50 feet wide, so it leaves me 13 feet. You roughly got 8 feet on the one side and 5 foot one on the other side. That's where the problem was. And the steps on the north side, I didn't really put new steps in, I just rebuilt the old ones. I didn't change those, they were existing. And if you go up and down the streets in a neighborhood, there's more than 50% of the houses in there. The air conditioner and the steps are all in the 5 foot setback. Almost every house in there is at least 50%.
I have no further questions.
So you put new tops on those steps?
Rebuild. I did on the far side, yes. I just rebuilt them.
Okay. And the original home was set exactly square with a line?
No, it is not.
Right.
I didn't realize that till after we got the first survey done. Yeah, you can see it's 7'6" to 8'6" on the back.
Thank you.
I do have one. How wide are the steps on each side? I just wanted
3'6". Because I got a 4x4, so that way it gives them 3'2" walkway. I need 3 foot, so I just made them 38 to make sure it passed.
And the ramp would be the same width?
Exactly.
Yeah, just because what Dr. Carson's raised about the it not being level means that we will have to do some calculations from the beginning and end point of that to calculate the variance that's needed, because it will be different depending on the beginning and the end of the steps and the ramp.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application?
Yes.
Would you like to speak?
Good evening. Randy Squatrito, 38831 Wilson Avenue, Cape Windsor.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I'm here on behalf of my 88-year-old mother. And the structure that they built is up against the property line. We live in the south, the next house south there. And there is a flooding issue. He doesn't know what he's talking about. They obviously haven't been here when it was raining. We had a neighbor come up and knock on the door maybe 3 weeks ago, and they said that you have a leak in your pipe at the house. So I came down from my residence in Bridgeville to my mother's, and the yard looked like a swamp. It was saturated, probably 4 inches of water standing in her yard. So she thought there was a leak in her property, and she called a plumber, which came out and charged us $90 to tell us that the leak was not on our property and the water was from runoff next door. So I don't see how any more is going to be built there against our property line.
Are there any steps there now?
At our house, there's the back
step.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. We've had our property there since the 60s. Seen a lot of people come and go.
And you can, once again, to the north or to the north or the south?
We're to the south, sir. We're the, yes, right there. Yeah. And I'm all for trying to help somebody get around, you know, that obviously needs it, but I don't see the feasibility with the water coming on our property like that unless something can be done about it or some workaround.
Is it the grading that you think is off?
I'm not sure. I'm an aircraft mechanic. I'm not a builder.
Did that type of runoff issue start after they constructed it?
It did. It got 100 times worse. It wasn't that bad till the parking pad or something was put in.
Do you think that the construction of these steps will make it that much worse?
I'm not sure. It's just an issue. It's been an ongoing issue. Like I said, we had to pay a plumber to come out and tell us the water wasn't on our property. And
is that all you'd like to say?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present? We're going to run through. Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. If you wanted to come up and address that.
Yes. If there's a grading problem there, I don't know if you can see it on blueprint, but there's blacktop right up to the property line on my property line that goes all the way back to the canal. And there's also two downspouts on that side with the pipe underground that takes all that water out to the canal. So I was there today, there wasn't a drop of water there, and we had rain last night. And the lady next door was always very nice to me. I even clean her gutters out and stuff. If there is a grading problem there, I would be glad to fix that problem for them if they have a problem with that. I didn't know there was a problem there. I don't live there, and I haven't been there for 2 months, but I was there today, and there was no water at all in that yard, anybody's yard.
And we never changed the level.
Yeah, we never changed the grading at all.
Never changed the grading. If anything, we helped it, because now the water runs off instead of sitting in the yard.
Any further questions?
Ms. Norwood, was there ever a variance granted for the steps on the other side? And I ask that because this is one of those ones that would have had a 10-foot side yard at one point, and I'm just curious how it's now got the small lot ordinance, but
I don't see another one.
Do we know if a building permit had previously been issued or a CO for the prior dwelling with the steps on the north side?
I don't have a CO yet.
I understand, sir. We're talking about the existing dwelling.
Older permits are for a deck, closing an existing deck. 1988, there was a CO issued for something there. Let's see, it's when the house was built, I'm gonna check that. And I'm not sure of the age of the home, if it predates our, I don't know if the applicant knows, but the permits I showed far back are 82, but they were just for decks and enclosing a deck.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just didn't know if there was anything in the record on that.
There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Mr. Chair, I would hope that property owners could work on the grading issue, if in fact it exists, to improve the properties. Having said that, I would move that we approve case number 12590 for the requested variances based on the math associated with the angle of the line. I believe that the property has some unique physical conditions, that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or permanently impair the appropriate use of the property, and represents the minimum variance necessary.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12590 has been approved.